This is Ozarks at Large. The state of Arkansas is securing a new supply of the lethal injection drug and is scheduled to begin executing 8 inmates in a 10-day period next month. Difficulty stocking the 3 drugs used in lethal injections has thwarted the state's efforts to kill inmates in the past, along with routine court challenges. But after United States Supreme Court decision last month not to review Arkansas's execution procedure, the state is poised to resume executions after an 11-year lull. The State Department of Correction confirms potassium chloride stock that expired in January has been replenished, but also a different drug is scheduled to expire at the end of April. Governor Hutchinson says the total number of inmates that could be executed is generally in line with the number of people executed in other states during the gap since Arkansas last put an inmate to death in 2005. The Republican governor says it's the most serious responsibility that he or any other governor has to carry out.
The challenge that I have to carry out my responsibility is minimal compared to the emotional struggle and trauma that the victims' families have endured. And so it's, you know, you put it in perspective, this is simply a responsibility that I have.
Meanwhile, Democrat Vivian Flowers is leading a long-shot effort in the state legislature to abolish the death penalty.
As a human being, as an American, and as a Christian, you know, life is something that God gives us. And I don't believe that the state nor any man has the right to take away my life.
Arkansas has not executed more than one person in a calendar year since 2000, according to numbers collected by the Death Penalty Information Center. Since capital punishment was reinstated in the United States in 1976, Arkansas has put 27 people to death, the 13th highest total in the United States during that time. A new report shows the unemployment rate in Arkansas is dropping to a record low, 3.8%. The data released yesterday by the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services measured jobs and joblessness between January 2016 and 2017. The sector showing the greatest gains was professional, scientific, and technical services, according to Susan Price, who manages the department's Bureau of Labor Statistics programs.
Those types of jobs tend to be like home offices, manufacturing, retail businesses, things like that. They also have your computer technology businesses.
The unemployment rate, which has been steadily declining since March 2011, was 3.9% a year ago. Arkansas continues to be close to a full percentage point below the national average, which was 4.8% in January. A familiar voice when it comes to Arkansas's economy is leaving the state. Kathy Deck, the director of the University of Arkansas's Center for Business and Economic Research for the past 10 years, will leave the center in April. Deck will become the new director of community and economic research projects at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. The superintendent of Springdale Schools is earning recognition on the floor of the United States Senate. Arkansas Senator John Bozeman honored Dr. Jim Rollins yesterday. Rollins has been named one of the 2017 leaders to learn from by Education Week.
The work he has done leading Springdale's public schools speaks for itself. Dr. Rollins' motto when it comes to education is teach them all. This worthy goal has been especially important in Springdale, where enrollment has grown from 5,000 students when Dr. Rollins arrived in 1980 to nearly 23,000 students today.
Senator Bozeman says Rollins has introduced innovative programs that have catered to minority students and created an atmosphere at Springdale schools that leads to growth in the classroom. Oklahoma health officials say more than 50 people have died from the flu since the current season began last fall. The Oklahoma State Department of Health says the death toll since September is 56, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention places both Oklahoma and Arkansas in an elevated state of influenza activity. Last month, the Arkansas Department of Health reported 19 deaths since September in Arkansas because of the flu.